The sun pulls me from my bed my second morning in Prague. I follow the light into Aunt Zofe's garden, where hundreds of roses bloom. They come in shades of cotton candy pink and vivid red, like kisses. I climb the hill behind the cottage, a prayer drifting through my head. We praise you, eternal God, sovereign of the universe, who creates fragrant flowers and herbs. By the time I reach the top of the hill, Rose Hill, the backs of my legs burn like the sunrise splashed across the sky. From here, I can see the blue walls of Rose Cottage, a dark snake of concrete road, the black towers of Prague Castle, the arch of Charles Bridge spanning the Vltava River, which flows all the way to Austria. I fling my arms out, trying to gather the city in my hands. Behind me is a grove of trees. The alders and ash devour the pink light of dawn. The wind makes them laugh and shiver. I venture into the little wood. Any secret I bury between these trees would never find its way out. In the gloom of the forest, an old stone rises from the ground. A lion is carved on its rough face, his mouth open in a silent roar. Ropes of ivy and moss crawl up his sides, the green cloak of a once and future king. "What are you? Who put you all the way up here?" I ask the great cat. The lion must know what my history books forgot, but time has swallowed his voice. He doesn't answer. He can't. The greenery ensnaring the stone is an invader. It conquered Rose Hill long before I was born. But I want to see the lion in all his glory. I struggle, trying to pull the vines away. As I move, my ankle bumps against something solid. It's another stone, this one made of white marble. I shift lost October leaves from its base, exposing letters I've been learning since I was a child. Yud, Ayin, Aleph. Hebrew. I whisper, "You were Jewish. Like Mom. Like me." There aren't many Jews left in Prague. The Shoah, the greatest shipwreck of our people, stole them away, leaving their books, their songs, their stories behind. But the Jews of Prague are all around me here. Their dust grows up through the earth. Their hands reach for me. This is a cemetery, I realize. And I don't think anyone remembers it's here. Anyone except for me. I feel eyes moving over me as I trace the letters on the headstone. Nematseva. I stumble back, asking the alders, "Hello? Ahoy?" The woods refuse to speak, but I'm not alone. There is a boy standing between the trees. His eyes are the blue of the sea I left behind. He's taller than me and slim as a birch rod with soft, dark curls I want to wrap my fingers around. We must be the same age. My voice is more certain now. "My name is Alana. Do you live nearby? Do you know my Aunt Zofe?" The boy pulls back like the tide. Now I wish I hadn't shouted. I take a step forward, but the boy is gone in a flicker of my lashes, leaving the shadows settling like crows in the space where he stood. "I saw a boy on top of Rose Hill," I tell Aunt Zofe when I return to the cottage. My heart has crawled up my throat. I'm so excited, I can barely breathe around it. "Did he have blue eyes?" My aunt holds a chipped teacup between two fingers, like it, too, is one of her many paintbrushes. I can tell her mind is only half with me. The rest of her is a permanent resident of Fairyland, where the borders are closed to nearly everyone. When I nod, Aunt Zofe says, "I've seen him, too. He used to live near here, I think. Although he hasn't lived anywhere for a long time, I'm surprised he let you see him at all. Having a ghost is like having a cat. They wander where they like and won't come when you call.